From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has won two Republican Party caucuses over frontrunner Donald Trump. With 40 delegates at stake, Cruz took 51% of the vote in Kansas, while Trump won 24%. In the main caucus, Cruz took 46% of the vote to Trump's 32.5%. Ohio Governor John Kasich came in third. Campaigning in the state of Idaho after the Kansas results came out, Cruz said he is seeing conservatives coming together to unite behind his campaign.
If we're divided, Donald wins, and if Donald wins, then in all likelihood Hillary wins. And so we have to come together. We have to unite. It's why I've made a very explicit invitation to people who were supporting other candidates to come stand with us. There were good and honorable people in this race, but now is the time for us to come together.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump campaigned in Florida Saturday and said he is the only candidate who can beat Hillary Clinton in the general election.
I see it all the time. We're going to beat Hillary. And I'll tell you something. The one person that Hillary doesn't want to run against, I will tell you this, is Donald Trump. That I can tell you.
Two other states, Kentucky and Louisiana, and one U.S. territory, Puerto Rico, are holding Republican primaries and caucuses Saturday and Sunday. Democratic voters are making their choices in Kansas, Louisiana, and Nebraska. Exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election, with a large number of other parties, far left and far right, also winning seats. The anti-immigration Fico may now have to turn to leftists as well as other conservatives to try to form a government that will get enough support in parliament. This is VOA News. Leaders from Iran and Turkey called for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region Saturday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iran and Turkey can collaborate to end conflicts and bloody fratricides. Iran's Vice President Eshag Jahangiri said that Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling crises, but both sides are determined to move toward stability. Turkey is a main backer of rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Iran, along with Russia, supports the Assad government. Turkish police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist the takeover of the country's biggest newspaper Saturday. The Zaman newspaper was seized by authorities in a crackdown on opposition media linked to a religious group whose leader lives in exile in the United States. The crackdown, which also affected the English-language newspaper Today Zaman, was the latest in a series of actions against Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is now a U.S. resident. The Ankara government accuses him of treason. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State says the operation to throw the militant group out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is underway. Speaking in Baghdad, Brett McGurk said that the elements are being put in place to drive ISIL from the city.
The operations to liberate Mosul, isolating Mosul, are already underway. We're working now closely with the government of Iraq and Iraqi security commanders on the actual liberation of Mosul itself.
The Islamic State took control of Mosul in June of 2014. And President Obama says he will urge technology leaders from Silicon Valley and elsewhere to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he goes to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said that the greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications.
That's what this is all about, making sure our government, of the people and by the people, works better for the people in the 21st century. It's about Americans working together to make a real difference in people's lives.
The president said how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good. South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas, devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.